Moose Jaw's Meals on Wheels program has been operating in the community for over 30 years and could use some additional volunteers to deliver food to residents who are homebound. There are two routes within the Meals on Wheels program, a northern line and a southern line, with volunteers delivering 7 to 10 meals per route per day, or 14 to 20 total meals daily, explained John Paul Hickey, volunteer coordinator at Dr. F. H. Wigmore Regional Hospital. Since COVID, we've been doing very well. Because Meals on Wheels run 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday, we're able to fill the shifts, he said. But it's an ongoing thing, so we're always looking for volunteers. Deliveries happen around noon, with volunteers picking up the food from Pioneer Lodge on Albert Street between 11 and 11:30 a.m. It then takes them 30 to 45 minutes to deliver the meals. The Saskatchewan Health Authority is always looking for volunteers for the Meals on Wheels program in Moose Jaw, whether that's individuals, couples, community groups or even businesses that want to use the program as a team-building exercise, said Hickey. Volunteer service officials are flexible with the scheduling, so it's fine if people can only help once or twice a month or even a couple of times a week, he stated. Probably one of the benefits is you're delivering a much-needed service to people, he continued. The reason that they access Meals on Wheels is they can't cook a meal on their own or even leave their houses on a regular basis to grab food for cooking. This is more than just a delivery service because volunteers become a contact point for program participants who don't usually see many people, Hickey said. Volunteers check in with people to see how they're doing. And if a participant is ill or doesn't answer the door or phone, they can encourage home care staff to follow up. I keep in contact with my volunteers quite often and they really enjoy the opportunity to get out. After a while, they get to know the people, he added. To volunteer, people can visit www.saskhealthauthority.ca and click on the Careers and Volunteering tab. They should then select the Moose Jaw location when signing up. Hickey will receive an email indicating someone wants to volunteer and reach out to set up a screening interview. Some requirements include references, a criminal record check and confidentiality forms, while people will also need a vehicle and driver's license. It's a relatively quick and painless process, he said. We can get people started in a quick manner. If potential volunteers are not comfortable using a computer to register, they can also call Hickey at 306-630-7405.